Savvy Creative.
Savvy Creative.
The Savvy Creative. Keep creating.
Hi, Creative Minds, and welcome to the Savvy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Castañeda, and today I'm so happy to bring you this special storytime edition featuring our audio drama, The Last Magician, featuring director Dalia Guerin, actor Fernando Rivera, actor BK Phillips, sound design by Lily Rodriguez, score by Riley Gear, and written and starring me, Christina Castañeda. We are all together so pleased to bring you this next part of our audio drama, The Last Magician, Part 4. Enjoy.
A hidden Hollywood home, lost in the overgrown shrubs that lasted beyond their perfect manicures from gardeners. But they used it for the same purpose, to keep people out of their silos. He must not have been a homebody before. Dust and cobwebs in the corners of the ceiling, walls cracked and gray. He was alone and his mind was on something. He couldn't keep his home together. Walking through his tile foyer, I liked the way my footsteps echoed in his rotted mansion. It was hollow, but still grandiose like the old Hollywood hotels with the 50s architecture, gilded staircases with chip paint. Entertainment? No, there were no slates, equipment, or flashy clothes. Tech? No gadgets, wires, and screens. Old money? No heirlooms or artwork. Entrepreneur or mafia? Both, maybe. I hope it's both. He can persuade people and use guns. He wouldn't be afraid of anything. What I like about the Hollow Mansion is hearing steps. Mine, but also his, too. Not just where he's moving around, but I can hear what he's using. He's opening the cabinets to get me more oranges. Or more guns. No pictures, no books. Memories and qualities seem far removed from him. I can't tell what he's holding on to for nostalgia. I can't tell what his paradise was before all this started. This, what we're living through now, is someone's paradise. People trapped in silence, ready to kill each other for scarce resources. It's some madman's utopia. This idea of making us believe in the one certain thing left, magic, the only thing we can't see or predict, it seems to give us a sense of control that we don't have left. What's his utopia? Any place this dark and gray and dreary couldn't be what he wanted. Nobody builds a space like this to let it rot. Maybe to hide, but not to rot alone. This is the first night I can stay with four walls and a roof. After so long of living in the corner of abandoned buildings and sleeping on rooftops while trying to avoid the chill of the Santa Ana winds. This is a big king-size bed. I could roll over three times and still have space. This bed is so huge, I jumped up and down, enjoying it like a childhood trampoline. I still needed adventure. I still needed things to make me fall down and laugh at myself. I jump back onto the floor. I have to keep a few sacred things under my mattress. The medal she gave me, I'm going to sleep with it under this big bed in this huge guest room. The medal will keep me safe. It's right next to my gun. I won't be able to roam in the dark for a while, dance in the streetlights. I don't know what I just signed my life away to by trusting him. The first nights when this all started, I remember hearing weeping. Almost as haunting as La Llorona herself. I never got to the night where I wept, because I know once I did, the end would come. Weeping like the women before me was one step before giving up. All I knew how to do was keep moving. Weeping. Sirens. Screaming. I wonder what he does at night. I hope it's not silence.
Oh shit. His footsteps are getting closer. He came back to the foyer, blankets in his hands.
You gotta stay in this area of the house. If It's the center room. It's the cleanest and the safest.
I want his eyes to keep watching me as my fingertips touch the edges of the dusty furniture. Hot and cold, cabinets, dressers, desks, drawers. Wondering where he kept valuables and weapons. By watching him grow tense, I'll find out where they are now.
Give me your bag.
No!
Empty it.
No, you can't have anything in it.
I'll put your oranges in the kitchen. Just show me what else you have.
I've carried this bag through alleys and battlefields. He picked up each thing and sorting it in his weird way. The magazine rounds I stole, he lined up on the side of the bed we sat on, like a soldier would. I showed him the tattered pictures of my family. He looked at their faces, gently touching the frayed edges. I put the crystals from Guadalupe's place in his hand, seeing if he could feel their energy. He sorted through the vial bottles of first aid I picked up from the battlefield, wanting to toss them away. And he kept the oranges lined up for me. In his own way, he sorted the things I loved, the things I needed, and the things I stole.
You were going to keep running with just these things? How far did you think you would get?
These things are small but mighty. And you can keep this blue crystal.
Why this one?
Because I think you should have it. You seem to feel its magic.
It feels like a rock.
It's too neat. Like a soldier's footlocker. I shoved the crystals and bullets back in my bag and shook them around. John's banging the cabinets again. What's he looking for now? The sizzling of a hot stove. Food, finally again. Not just ration food or scraps, but the smell of eggs cooking. I hadn't eaten eggs in months and hurried down to the kitchen to see John struggling to make eggs as he were around a campfire. I'd taken for granted eggs and omelets and toast and brunches and coffee. I could have eaten his runny eggs with my hands and just licked the plate clean. I wanted fresh food for so long.
How do you have food like this?
Outside LA, a friend of mine still has a farm. Their family has chickens, eggs, and they make their own wine.
Please tell me you have all of those things.
Not yet. I need to know more about you.
Like what? I can't tell him about my family, about my grandmother's origin. I could care less if he wanted some mythical pseudo-celebrity like the last magician. But he couldn't have my Guadalupe, even if she didn't want me.
The last I remember, soldiers and guards were coming to raid our homes. I could hear them coming. I could hear the shots, the smoke, the fires. Everyone stood watching and waiting for them. They had no fight left in them. So I ran.
How do I know you won't run out on me?
Seems like you're good at following me, so I guess I wouldn't get far. I like this place. I could just make myself at home here. If you think you're gonna keep me locked up here, like the first prisoners the guards took away.
And before you get too comfortable, there's a few things you need to do. If I point this at you, you're not scared?
He aimed the barrel of the gun at what Guadalupe would call the third eye. You don't have many rounds left.
Here. Shoot for that target. That one over there.
It has to be the distant target. He doesn't know I have sharp eyesight and that my father taught me how to shoot cans off a fence. But this is far. I could take a dive, throw off John, let him think I don't know how to shoot, how to stand. Then maybe he wouldn't hover over me so much and keep me on this silly mission where I don't know if he's using me as a sniper, a decoy, or bait. This has to be the most ridiculous thing. He thinks he's some Navy SEAL or something, playing commando. A Navy SEAL wouldn't live in the house he does, unless he sold out to some supervillain. I fired 3 rounds at the gun, but no sound of metal, and the bullets are astray. That target was too far.
I don't believe you. But I guess, if you can make the shot, maybe you need to start with something more basic.
I like guns. At least I started to like them when all this happened. I hated them as a kid. Hunting rifles, shotguns, and my father's handguns. I thought they were stupid things for fearful people. Until the moment where I had to hold one, use one, and I felt that alluring power of them. I watched other fighters shake while holding them, unable to keep themselves steady. But for me, holding it, using it, and carrying it, it became my friend as I wandered the streets alone. I'd prefer that 9mm Magnum you've got.
Well, why don't you try shooting again and I'll give it to you?
He handed me the sleek 9mm Magnum.
Because I don't believe you took down that one man in the park with a lucky shot.
God damn you. I turned around and fired one round into the target, hitting it right in the center. I'm keeping this one.
Now, why would one of the Resistance's best leaders leave you behind?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Come on. There's more.
I followed him past the end of the overgrown wall with vines and shrubs, where we shot into the bricks. Behind the brick wall, there was a shed with moss covering the top and shrubs along the walls of the shed. If it weren't for him knowing where to enter, it would just look like part of the greenery. Pushing the twigs out of the way, the creaky floorboards, and I felt like I was walking into a church again. John Church's hidden shrine of the last magician. Article clippings, printouts, pictures, scraps from advertisements, propaganda, handmade fan art. Everything pasted to the walls. Oh God, why do you want to find him? An autograph?
The Resistance is a losing battle. They'll soon be wiped clean. You know that.
He picked up a small keepsake box off the shelf, the creaky sound of it opening. He fidgeted through it until he pulled out a charm that matched the one I wore around my neck. My brother. He was taken at a young age to become one of the guards. I never understood how my brother fought for something he didn't believe in, staying up long hours in a foxhole, protecting the people around him on a hollow mission. That's why I left the Resistance. And I wonder if that's why my brother didn't survive. They reach the point of giving up like many people do. So what's all this for? I plucked a red piece of yarn that connected the pictures together. John Church watched too many crime dramas. He plays cop and commando.
We need someone who is still famous, who has influence over people's minds. If the masses stopped being so scared, they will revolt better than the Resistance ever did.
He doesn't have that power.
How do you know that?
Because his power isn't real.
I know that. You know how to create it.
I don't know anything.
You know about cameras, lights, applause, jokes, press.
That was a lifetime ago.
Well, it's time to recreate it now.
Can't say those days in between cameras, lights, and director's chairs weren't fun. At least to the way I spend my days now. Having to watch technical advisors, train an action star and stunt double. Who knew that would all come in handy now as I have to fall, hide, jump, and climb into strange spaces to keep running. I only wanted to save the last thing in my life that was important to me, that made me feel safe. But she kept sending me away. Back into the dangers, the fires, and the chance of being captured or killed like the surrounding others.
So, how are you planning to do this? It's not like there's social media or streaming anymore. And don't tell me you were one of those people who thought they could just go viral and get famous.
He got famous.
In 10 years! It takes 10 years! And only a fraction of those years do you get the help of Hollywood, if any.
Well, we don't have 10 years. We don't have enough guns. We don't have enough people. We have to change this another way, and this is the last thing left. You know where he is?
No, I don't.
But you knew him. You know the people around him.
I seriously don't know how long John Church has been watching me. But it was the least creepy thing about him. I'm not the subject of his prey, and I feel like a kid getting toys as a reward. Oranges, food.
a 9mm Magnum. Yes, I worked the long guru days with him. The long days where we thought of the perfect spin, the story, the damage control, the money shot that fans would sit and wait for on their screens for the live stream.
So where do we start then? How do we find him?
We don't find him. He'll find us.
Stop that.
But we could use this.
Those are scraps.
You know what we could make out of these, and what we could trade in the tent cities.
You don't need to keep doing that. I've got supplies. Just put that down.
The smell of the tent cities grew closer. Charcoal and wood chips from rusted barbecues they stole from abandoned homes. The smell of urine, armpit, and dog hair clouded the rows of tents.
This will never work.
No one is going to be this gullible and believe us.
Yes, they are. And that's why I stopped helping people before. They're too gullible for their own good.
So what, we're gonna talk to every person?
Just the ones that can help us the most. Like those two guys. One must be the Tent City guru I've heard about.
How can you tell?
Look at how the shorter man had a look of appreciation on his face. That taller man with the mediocre clothes, not yet raggedy, had a look of satisfaction, as if being adored was his right, as if he was expecting it.
Okay, and that means what?
He's the communal person. He has an influence in the Tent City. He's the idiot savant we need. And for being someone who likes to play detective, you sure suck at it. Look at these people flocking to him. They know not to line up and draw attention to him. But they're stealing glances. It's like going out in Hollywood and seeing people try to fit a celebrity into the frame of their selfie. If I were to protect Guadalupe and the Last Magician, I need to find the next big distraction. I took an orange out of my bag. He's tall, skinny legs, but with a belly. So he's eating well. My orange isn't much leverage to him, and I hate it when John doesn't let me pick up scraps. I may not have anything he wants yet. I'm gonna have to use my damsel voice for this. Can you help us? I feel your energy is so strong. I thought I would meet a magician like you here.
I'm not one of them. The Last Magician wouldn't care about healing people.
Is that why you're out here?
I go where there is darkness.
The Tent Cities are a dark place to you? I could seriously think of more places that reflected hell on earth. The worst thing about the Tent Cities were how bad they smell and the questionable things that stuck to your shoes.
They were.
What changed?
I see light and darkness in people.
Am I light or darkness? No, seriously, tell me, because I don't even know what side I'm on. I've heard you can help us. Rummaging through my bag, I handed him crystals.
You're after the Last Magician. I can't help you. He isn't the chosen one that everyone thinks he is. He's not a true spiritual leader. But you seem to know that too.
What makes you say that?
I know what I've experienced and that I am meant to share it with others. And what he's doing and what he stands for is nothing like I've experienced from my guides.
Oh Lord, he thinks he's a prophet. I've made people famous who had a vision, something that solved problems for the greater good. But I can't help them when they think they have some special powers. They'll be nearly impossible to work with. John Church keeps watching me in control. He's mad he can't play detective, but he'll scare the pseudo-messiah away. People in the Tent Cities call you a prophet. What's your name?
Eli.
Short for Elijah? At least now it is. This is too perfect.
Yes.
Eli, come to the shipyards tomorrow and wait for me.
How do we know if this will work?
People talk. It will work. Trust me, the next time you come back here, there will be a difference. Dust off the furniture in your place, and let's find some plastic covers for the couches.
I've never done magic tricks before.
You can be my assistant.
All these things, we should just put snake oil in bottles.
These aren't snake oils. I should throw this at your head for saying this. Candles to light the way, make it mysterious. All the orange peels I saved. John always mocking me, but I made this orange scent here. Make it feel like a Garden of Eden that brought life to cement walls, paths, and rubble. People will let their guard down. They'll remember us when they think of peace, serenity, and love. They'll remember magic.
How is this guy going to pull it off? He just talks nonsense to me.
I know. It's great. People try to act smart when they want to understand something complicated. Confusion felt like bliss to me, especially confusing someone as calm and cool and smug as John Church. He didn't know it, but the more he asked questions about our scheme, the more I could understand his fears. No more treating me like his little servant. I love leading this mission now. More people came to the house. Elijah had them jumping, shouting, chanting. They loved coming up to him with questions, but he didn't predict fortunes. He calmly had a heart-centered answer, something I imagined counselors, teachers, and families did. John and I spent our days on home improvement projects to mask the sound. With his supplies and my hacks, we built this fun house of worship. Part church, part circus, part shamanic ritual, and part Tony Robbins motivational seminars. There wasn't money anymore. The story behind money and wealth didn't apply to us. We used our voices, things that we didn't have, to tell stories. And in return, people brought us the precious things they carried. They shared more of their supplies and rations. Soap, batteries, coffee, bread, things that were thoughtful, sometimes homemade. This is when I believed in magic. I could see it in their faces, that look of belief, even though the idea was unbelievable, that hope for a miracle, even though the chances were one in a million. There are moments when their minds become vulnerable enough to believe anything. Now I can see why she did this. But her home with the plastic covers and bitter tea was never this much fun.
There are more unfamiliar faces each time.
Exactly. This is what we want.
It's only a matter of time before the guards find this place. Then what?
Well, you've lured and influenced people. Is it what you thought it would be?
You don't have a plan for when they barge in here and massacre us?
You wanted fame and I gave it to you. Indirectly, but still, you got it.
This guy isn't going to match up against the last magician.
But we have a cult! Real people! Real community!
They have no power! What good are they? You saw what happened to the resistance.
Guards, the regime, they're expecting the resistance. Guns, force, battle, it's all they know. They're not going to be expecting us. And they can put fear into the minds of people, but we can win their hearts, their loyalty, by creating this new legend to believe in. We do that, people will rebel selfishly, just like in the early days. I actually miss when people were selfish instead of scared. You'd be surprised what people will do, the decisions they make when they latch onto a certain narrative.
All this is child's play. We're gonna get slaughtered like this. Oh, God damn it! You didn't tell me that thing was hot!
I didn't know!
Oh,
Ooh, skin shouldn't bubble like that. Oh. I pulled his hand, the morphing pink flesh in front of me. I shoved it in a bucket, the sizzle fading as the water cooled his skin.
What the hell are you doing?
Hold still or your skin is gonna melt off.
Oh!
I wrapped his hand with one of my cloth scraps. He keeps wriggling away when I try to spread Guadalupe's pantry burn solution on him with herbs and honey. I don't see John scared often. I know he's trying to hide it from me every time he moves away from me.
I lied to you that day.
We both lie. All the time. Be more specific.
What I miss the most, it's not magic. I miss the game.
Detective games? Catch and kill?
No. I miss the pursuit. Going after something great. Competing. Collaborating. Earning the win. Now everywhere around us, it's so lifeless. Dead. Survival is the game, and it's not even a team mission.
Is that what bothers you the most? That you have to let someone compete in your place and watch them take everything?
No, that's not it. It's being powerless that kills me. And having to sink the last bit of safety into this ridiculous plan that I thought would be better.
Would you rather be running around and playing detective games again? Having to hide? Like it or not, we're the magicians now.
Do you think they're buying it?
His stories are too rehearsed. They sound like he ripped them off from some motivational seminar. My standards are low. I walk through gunfire for a drawstring bag of crystals and bitter tea. And the sadness in their faces, it must be permanent from all the shelling and starvation. No one wants to give him bro hugs. And no one has that look of appreciation the way they did in the tent cities. He knows that crowd too well, but we'll see if he has any new material. I have so much work to do. Maybe we need a new venue, or turn John Church's venue into an actual Church of Fools. I wonder if he really does have the potential to be a spiritual teacher. Without lights, music, and camera tricks, I have to rely on this repurposed wisdom.
Wandered the tent cities, the rubbled buildings and lost hills. Each place I've seen the faith you've lost. We have seen people we love become prisoners, for their voices were too dangerous and quickly silenced. We had to carry the pain of silence that haunts our streets. I've seen God's work through the shadows, through the filth that you are forced to live in. And I can tell you that there is still hope to change this. You've all been fed this hope in The Last Magician, that his words will inspire action. His methods will make people fearless leaders like him. That he will ignite the power of some inhuman magic to free you from his dark world we're living in and return it to the bright and beautiful place we once knew. But through all his parlor tricks, where have they led to? Where is he now? You haven't been able to talk for years. You haven't been able to laugh, to scream, to love, to sing. To tell stories. We all, and all we've known for so long is covering ourselves just to make it through each day, and it's killing us. Slowly, steadily, killing your strength, your hope, your light. You're here to use your own magic that you have inside of you. You may have lost your voice, but you haven't lost your heart. Can you feel that? When we talk with our hearts, do you feel that sense of peace? That sense of power that is unique to who who you are and what you were meant to give. Tell yourself that you will honor the magic in your heart. And I know those words are there. Go deep inside and say what has kept you silent for so long. We don't need to be warriors and tote guns around like the guards who enslaved us. We have seen what warriors become when their hearts are conditioned to be cold. We have seen what warriors become when they are ruthless. They become thieves. And these thieves stole your voices, your children, made the leaders we love prisoners. Don't let them have your hearts. Don't become the next prisoner. Please, no life worth living. No smoke, no sirens, no masks, laughter, joy, tears, the warm embrace of love, and the power of accomplishment and competition. If you want that now, you must feel the spirit take over your heart. That light must come in and shine in your soul. When you let light in, you will see it, feel it. Like the gold dust all around you now, you will know where the magic you have to offer is and why you must use it. So go and let your hearts speak.
That was a close one, but nice save at the end. But I think you need some new material.
My material comes from my spirit guide, and it's not always a popular message.
It needs more punch up. That's a nice sweater. Where did it come from?
One of the ladies hand-stitched it for me.
So it starts.
What starts?
Your fan club. Are you going to be okay getting back to the tent cities? The sirens sound really close tonight.
Spirit protects me.
John was standing next to me. No wonder he's mad at me. It's hard for me to listen to this, too. We'll walk you back to the path anyway. John and I are like the Secret Service, dressed in black, armed with handguns, one in the front, other behind. John and I were lighter on our feet, careful with the rustling. Elijah trudged through the leaves.
Can you be quiet? There's guards out tonight.
You have to let go of your anger.
Yeah, John, listen to the man.
He can save it for the people. Make it part of the new material.
Don't get mad at him.
And you have to let your guard down and trust him more.
Yeah, listen to the man. It's great wisdom.
Hey, my grudges serve me well so far.
He's done more than you know for you and your brother.
How did you... Stop. John, do you hear that?
Cover me.
Elijah, stay close to me.
Hold.
There's more. There's never just one sniper. John, we have to turn back! Another shot fired. I drew my weapon. I don't know how John shoots in the dark. If I shoot, I give away my position. I can barely see John's shadow. I shot the magnum, but this time the bullet went astray, unattended. Silence. I cover Elijah's mouth. My grip so tight, I nearly strangled him. John's eyes can tell me when it's clear, but I couldn't read them.
I'll cover. Get him back to the path. So we're bodyguards now?
He has to stay with us. He'll die out there.
This is what happens when I get eggs and oranges. A big bed and a roof. I'm not as sharp anymore. There's something to staying hungry that keeps me from missing shots. My head felt like it was smashed in, throbbing with pain. I don't know how John and Eli can sleep after tonight's near assassination, but Eli's snoring makes me relieved. Tells me he's okay. John rocks in his sleep. The nervousness is showing, even if he won't tell me. Did I leave the window open? I never leave the windows open, or have anyone peeking in. Oh, but those Santa Ana winds feel so good, and letting the breeze cool my skin soothe my headache. Guadalupe taught me this when I was young. I wish I paid more attention. I didn't know which stone was used for which purpose. And I remember her telling me to be delicate and thorough, and that one mistake could change our path. That intent is everything, and harmful behavior always comes back. I didn't have much supplies left. I think I still remember how to do this. Stones go here. Picture in my mind. Breathe in. Release. Which crystal was it again? Their energy in my bag seemed to fade. Now I could feel that I was toting around rocks, as John tells me. Stare at the candle flame. See the picture in your mind. Stupid, noisy house. Old and creaky. Ugh, I have to try again. Focusing the picture in my mind. Maybe if I try Elijah's method. Hand over my heart. Breathe in. A banging sound comes from the window again. The Santa Ana winds don't do that to shutters. I got up to close the window only to see a charm hanging, making that tapping noise. His charm, carefully placed with black and red woven string, hiding in plain sight. John and Elijah, clueless, they probably walked right past it. It's metal, still hot with energy. Only one person could place it there to tell me there is no chance of truth or alliances. It's 7 minutes past the hour, just like when Elijah was speaking to the crowd. He wants to tell me he's out of hiding. The last magician. He's here.